Tensions ran high before and during the school board meeting.
Children are sick and you don't care.
Dozens on opposite sides of the mask issue chanted and sometimes yelled at each other during a demonstration before the vote. 70 people signed up for public comment, and security removed hecklers during the meeting, which was packed despite being held in a larger room than normal. Joanna Smith came to the protest with her husband and baby. She says parents, not the school board, should control masking.
If it makes parents feel safe, they should be able to have their kid wear a mask to school. And if it makes parents feel like it's hurting their child's learning or in some way negatively affecting their child, I think a parent should have that choice to be able to send their kid to school without a mask.
Cy Isler is a district parent and nurse at Monument Health. She says the hospital is short-staffed while dealing with 3 floors of COVID patients. That means long wait times for others.
It's hard on everyone across the board. If people would mask up for a while to help slow the spread, this would help the health care workers help everyone.
The school board heard from doctors who specialize in emergency medicine, intensive care, the immune system, and pediatrics. They say a mask mandate would help the situation at the hospital. One doctor, who specializes in physical rehab, spoke against masks for kids. I'm SDPB's Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
This is America. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You don't. It's a choice.